Lac la biche. It's been a full week, but the echoes of the music, laughter and applause are still in the memories of young dancers, organizers and family members of last week's Spring Fling dance recital hosted by the Lac la biche Dance Society. The March 26th event drew over 50 jazz, hip-hop, ballet and contemporary dancers from the local Northern Beat Dance Academy to the Bold Center for an hour-long performance. The show was watched by a crowd of about 200. The Academy's dancers from ages 3 to 11 hit the stage in a series of more than a dozen performances to showcase all the hard work they and their coaches have put into the craft over the year, said Jessica Wedge, the Society's special events coordinator. Our event is all about showcasing our youngest dancers and getting the community involved in how amazing the Dance Society really is with all of our little performers. We have well over 200 people here and we are so glad to see that support, she said. The dance night also hosted a dinner following the performances, a silent auction, and a special audience participation dance number at the end of the night to get the crowd on its feet. Most importantly for the Dance Society. After COVID restrictions during the last 2 years put a wobble into the Academy's dance routine, Wedge says they were thrilled to be able to put on an event to get the kids on stage again and bring people together since the pandemic. The Northern Beat season typically runs from September to May and includes in-class sessions as well as local, regional and provincial dance competitions. Due to the pandemic, however, over the last 2 years, the club didn't have the competition schedule it normally enjoys. The Dance Society has been offering regular classes for members as well as private lessons in a wide range of dance categories for all community members. The Society has also been offering scholarship opportunities to its young members. Getting back to face-to-face performances with an audience has been great for the young dancers, says Wedge. It's been a long process and with COVID interfering, obviously we've been looking forward to being able to be on stage and do this again for our community and for the dancers. They work hard behind the scenes and being able to actually be here and dance for their families is amazing, said Wedge. Community support, the Spring Fling and all the preparations for the performances wouldn't have been possible without all the volunteers who dedicated their time behind the scenes, from the wardrobe, makeup, ticket sales and supporting all the hard work the dancers put in, says Wedge. I'm extremely proud of the Dance Society and the volunteers, parents, the dancers and all the hard work that was put into making the performances possible. The event came together so well. The Dance Society will have more performances on the way next month to showcase the Academy's full roster of dancers, including adult dancers. The year-end showcase is slated for a two-day experience on April 30 and May 1 at Portage College's McGrane Theater. It's open to the public and all of our dancers will be showcased. It's a lot longer of a show, but it's definitely worth it, Wedge said.